CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. As VIP welcomes go, President Trump's was VVVIP as he and First Lady Melania arrived at Windsor Castle. This unprecedented second state visit, accompanied by unprecedented pageantry. After a carriage ride across the grounds, the President and First Lady are now having lunch with King Charles and Queen Camilla, former British diplomat Alan Duncan.
It's got this state visit off to a very, very good start, and I hope it continues in this vein.
The Trumps being kept well away from protesters in Windsor and in central London. They're spending the night at Windsor Castle. Then tomorrow, the President meets British Prime Minister Keir Starmer for talks at the Prime Ministerial Country Estate. I'm Vicki Barker in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Deborah Rodriguez.
Back home in Washington, the fired CDC director will begin testifying before the Senate Health Committee next hour. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
In her prepared remarks, Susan Minara says she was fired because she did not pre-approve recommendations from a vaccine advisory panel, regardless of scientific evidence, or fire vaccine policy officials. She says Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told her to do that, which he denied to a Senate panel earlier this month.
The FBI is searching for a driver who crashed his car into the entrance gate of a field office in Pittsburgh early this morning, threw an American flag over the top, and ran away. Special Agent in Charge Christopher Giordano says they're looking for a local man named Donald Henson.
We consider this an act of terror because it was directly against the FBI. He has come here in the past, specifically targeted this building because it's the FBI building.
He says no one was injured. The Federal Reserve is set to wrap up a two-day meeting today with an announcement on an interest rate cut. Things to consider, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The labor market is deteriorating, and there's no doubt about that. But at the same time, we see prices are starting to edge higher because of those tariffs. I think the Fed is really going to focus on the labor market. We're expecting a quarter of a percentage point drop.
Cardi B is confirming the rumors. She's just made the exclusive reveal to CBS Morning's Gayle King.
I'm having a baby with my boyfriend, Stephon Diggs.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
She won't say when the little one will arrive, just that it'll be here before her tour begins in February. It'll be Cardi's fourth child. She shares her first three with her ex-husband, rapper Offset. Dow futures are up 51, S&P futures down 2, NAS futures off 12. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Former Racine Alderman Trevor Young, now the transit director, launched his campaign for the 21st District State Senate seat yesterday. He criticized the lawmakers for slashing school funding and said Racine and similar communities aren't getting their fair share. The current office holder, Van Wongard, hasn't decided yet if he'll run for re-election. He did call Young's ideas crazy liberal and warned that Young would vote lockstep with Democrats on issues like taxes and school locker room policies. Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner announced his office won't join the ICE 287 program, which would let local deputies handle immigration enforcement. The sheriff's office does still cooperate with ICE as required by law. They currently have 24 inmates on immigration detainers. Some businesses in Racine County can apply for economic injury loans from the SBA after last month's storms. The loans help businesses recover and are available in several counties. Kenosha County is not included. The two approved data centers in Wisconsin, including Microsoft's in Racine County, could use more energy than all of Wisconsin homes combined. Those numbers are based on research from a group called Clean Wisconsin. A lawsuit was filed this week against the city of Racine seeking transparency on water use at the Microsoft site. Advocates are demanding more openness on the resource impact. And international arrivals will be improved with a $95 million project now underway at Mitchell. The goal is to expand capacity at the airport to handle 400 international passengers an hour. That's triple the current rate. Construction is expected to take a couple of years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team and what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Wednesday edition of My Job and You're Welcome to It. Well, that came out wrong, but you know what I mean, don't you?
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothed, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, provided by magicians.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. like something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted that you're
this next Monday that we're going to start playing Go for the Green and Gold, and you could win some nice prizes. The green being money and the gold being jewelry, and a grand prize of club seats for the Green Bay, Minnesota game in November. I mean, this is just a win-win all the way around. So listen for keywords starting Monday, and then you text them to us using the Civic Media app. You can download it now. It's free. Okay? Don't cost you nothing. And learn how to use it. Get used to having it on your phone, and then when we give you the keywords again starting Monday and several times during the day, you text those back to us. Standard text rates may apply, and you could win those prizes. Get it? Got it? Good.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lane's Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lane's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Fire up the grill and make every bite count with fresh, flavorful buns and breads from Main Street Bakery. Soft rolls, hamburger buns, hot dog buns, brat buns baked fresh daily and built for big, meaty flavor. Or spice things up with Main Street Bakery's green chili and cheese hamburger buns and hot dog buns, packed with bold flavor. Every bite of a burger, brat, or barbecue should be paired with oven-fresh goodness. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love?
Gave us Sidney Poitier saying, "Those kids are the devil incarnate."
he was their teacher. To Sir With Love, this is the title track from Lulu on WRJN.
Love.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Data center concerns continue to arise. A new analysis shows the two approved AI data centers in Wisconsin could use more energy than all the homes in the state combined. That's according to a report from an environmental group called Clean Wisconsin. They say that between the Microsoft data center in Racine County and another in Port Washington, they'll need a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. That's enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes. There are just 2.8 million homes in the entire state. It's not just the electric. The water is also an issue. A lawsuit was filed this week against the city of Racine seeking transparency on the projected water use at the Microsoft site. Clean Wisconsin is calling for more openness about the demands the data centers place on resources. There are three other proposals for more data centers in Wisconsin, including one that's currently being discussed in Caledonia. Power is back for those that lost it in Racine yesterday. A power pole came down near 8th and Marquette after a car crash. That caused outages in the area last night. We Energies has a new pole up and has restored power to homes and businesses in the area. Kenosha County Sheriff's deputies won't be acting as ICE. Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner has announced that his office will not participate in what's called the 287G program right now, saying he's concerned about the impact on community and taxpayers. The effort is not being used in Racine County either. Some local departments have opted to have law enforcement being deputized by ICE to carry out immigration enforcement. In our area, Waukesha and Sheboygan counties do participate in the program. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says they do continue working with ICE as the law requires. A statement says they currently have 24 inmates on immigration holds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to about 63 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
the J5. On the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
If you do want me, give me a little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, you'll be there when I look around. And just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one is from a surf group from South Carolina. Well, they got an ocean there, too. So, yeah, it's coming up number 17, Summer of 66, and it had some lyrics that got it banned by a number of radio stations across the country for being too suggestive. You'll hear all those suggestive lyrics. See if you can find them in this song. It's coming up next on WRJN.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one, Summer of 1966, made number 17... by a surf band from South Carolina. They got an ocean there, too. They can go surfing. But this song made the top 20 despite the fact that there were a number of radio stations that wouldn't play it because they thought they heard suggestive lyrics in this song. So, go ahead. Listen hard and try to find the suggestive lyrics from Double Shot of My Baby's Love. Here are the Swingin' Medallions with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
Yeah.
always like the energy of that song, the Swingin' Medallions, double shot of my baby's love. Like I say, top 20, despite the fact that some radio stations banned it for some suggestive lyrics in there somewhere. W-R-J-N.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl, and you, my brown eyed girl, and whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. Just to sing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with Dan Marcus. Hearing it through the grapevine. This is a older form of social media. You can explain that to the kids somehow. Go ahead, try. Gossip, kids. It's gossip.
Bye.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. What's expected to be another fiery hearing is getting underway shortly on Capitol Hill. Former CDC Director Susan Linares will testify before the Senate Health Committee. Correspondent Nicole Killian is standing by.
Linares will tell lawmakers regarding trustworthiness. I cannot define that word for Secretary Kennedy. I told the secretary that if he believed he could not trust me, he could fire me. An HHS spokesperson says Linares' testimony is inaccurate, adding that she acted maliciously to undermine the president's agenda and was fired as a result.
There was pomp and pageantry as the king and queen welcomed President Trump and the First Lady to Windsor Castle. A military band played the British and U.S. national anthems as the couples crossed the estate in horse-drawn carriages. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says they exchanged symbolic treasures.
We know that the Union Jack that was flown over Buckingham Palace on the day of the president's inauguration was gifted to the president, while the Trumps gave the king a replica of Dwight D. Eisenhower's military sword to reaffirm the historic partnership.
On his way to England, a Spirit Airlines passenger plane came within 8 miles of the president's Air Force One. That was too close for air traffic